So a couple things here about the Guardians. Congratulations, really, on beating Houston three straight and hopefully getting things back on the rails, and we'll see where it goes. I'm not going to get giddy about three straight wins over anybody in Major League Baseball. You start winning 5, 6, 7, 8, you get, you know, there you go. You lost 10, so you've got a hole to dig out of. That said, Jose Ramirez, congratulations. You played well. We've been starting in the All-Star game, but Jose has decided not to attend the All-Star game. Is that boo worthy? Or if you're a Guardians fan, is that, hey, nice job, thank you? Because he's dealing with some leg issues, Andy, that he wants to let heal up, and so he's not going to play in the All-Star game. And you've discovered what else?
Oh, he's not going.
He's not even
going
to go. Okay.
Yeah, he's not going either.
He's not going.
I would normally be like, look, it's the All-Star game. Just go. Just tip your cap to the fans who voted you in as a starter.
Cap tipper.
But it was something. It was the way Rick Manning responded to the question last week. And, you know, I respect Rick. And so that's why I was kind of like, okay,
and
I get where
he respects you, Andy.
Well, no, he just said, you know, here it is. It's great that he made the All-Star team and that it's great that he was voted, but he needs a break. And I think when Rick said that last week on our air, I was like, I don't know. When Rick says that, that makes it sound like he's going through the grind and he does need a break. I mean, still, the cat's hitting over 300. I mean, come on.
Cat.
So
I love it when you call somebody a cat. Cat's hitting over 300, man. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I don't mean
seriously?
Just you. I just love that.
What, when people call someone a cat?
That guy's a cat.
I'm just
saying. A cat's hitting over 300.
He's a cool cat. He's a reason why.
He's a cool cat.
He's a reason why you go to the game to watch them in the first place.
A cool cat, baby.
Isn't that the ultimate? Isn't that what it's all about? To be a player that you say, I want to go to the game, or I'm going to invest 2.5 hours or 3 hours. Doesn't that sound nice that I said 2.5 hours?
I don't know. I'm picturing all three hours of us in zoot suits right now. And Andy, you by far would look the best in a zoot suit.
Well, that's cool. You know, I
remember when Jose was out.
Do you remember the Stray Cats? Man, they were so good.
Oh, absolutely. They're still around. Brian Seltzer.
I ran into them in the 97 World Series at a bar, by the way.
I'm sure
Miami. That's a total ding.
That drummer was married to Britt Eklund or something. How'd that ever happen? Nonetheless.
I think it was Stray Cats.
I don't know. Nonetheless. Remember how putrid things were when Jose missed a couple of games during the losing streak? And you looked at the lineup and you thought, oh, my God. That's just, I mean, there was nothing there.
You're like, can Kwan bat 9 times? I was watching during this losing streak. I was like,
the answer is
you're
no.
Sitting and you're like, oh, my God, can we get back to the top of the order so we have a chance to score some runs?
I know.
Can we get back to the top of the order, please, please, please? Why just real quick, why am I so optimistic about Rocchio? I don't know why.
I have no reason to be.
But for some reason, something about his at-bats the last couple of days, even though it
Mrs. Rocchio is not even that optimistic about.
I don't know why. Maybe because I'm yearning for what he did during the playoffs last year.
This is going to come off sarcastic, and I don't mean it to, but it's 100% truth. It's Andy Dufresne. It's hope is a good thing. Sometimes it's the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. We hope that Brian Rocchio can turn into the next great Guardian shortstop who can hold down the fort for the next 5 to 7 years.
We want him to be Omar. Omar has told us on the show numerous times that he really likes Rocchio defensively and he thinks he's going to hit. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, it's not just that there are guys from Venezuela. I put a lot of faith in what Omar says about shortstops.
And a lot of other smart people have come on here and said this kid's immensely talented.
Yeah, I know.
And I think that's what we all keep holding on to. And then he had that playoff run that looked awesome, Andy.
Is that why?
He looked great. He looked like a major leaguer.
Just watching the last couple of days, I've been like, okay, I think he's a little irked that he got sent back to Columbus, and I like that. I like that.
But he went down with a great attitude.
I know.
By all reports, and worked on it, and so we'll see. We'll see. Something happened here that I think is really. I need you to help me unpack this.
Can you answer the other question first? If you were Jose, would you go just to put your hand up in the air and say hi to the fans?
If I feel like I'm dinged up, and he's obviously playing through it because he's, you know, we've seen him out there. He's playing through it. If he feels he's dinged up and he needs to get some time off for the second half of the season, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm okay with it, but I kind of needed Rick to tell me to be okay with it. If that makes sense to you.
Apparently, Dan and I aren't enough.
Well, no, because you didn't play. I don't think I did. You ever? River on the field. I'm just making sure.
I help coach a baseball team.
Oh, well, that's good enough.
Hold on.
That's
right. With some kids. One of the kids the other day, I'm throwing wiffle ball batting practice to warm up before a game, and he said, "Coach, how long were you in the majors?" Or something like that. And I went, I said, "Dude, I didn't play in the majors. You played in college?" "No, I didn't play in college. I played in high school." I said, "I've done major league broadcasting." And went, "Oh, okay, well, that's good enough. Thanks."
Yeah, my brother used to do this to me all the time. He'd be like, he'd have people walk up to him. Or how many times do you ever hear this when you're sitting there, especially when you're a coach? It's the last thing you want to hear is that, "Oh, well, you know, we have the Major League Baseball package, so I watch every game."
Yeah, that's
does
always,
that suddenly make you an expert?
Yeah, well, look at Medigan.
You're good at but sitting on the couch and eating?
This whole conversation hurts.
There's Medigan, yeah, I know.
It all hurts a little.
It is true.
Okay,
are you a Medigan? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, listen to this.
I went outside yesterday.
I verbed you.
I need good. Both of you dudes to help me unpack this. See, dudes isn't as cool as cat.
No, it's not even
but
close.
But dudes is okay.
And you
dudes
sound
okay.
Dated.
You guys aren't cool enough to be cats. So...
Do I have to do the whole cool cats thing?
Well, the Guardians just did something that I thought, what the heck is that all about? They sent Tim Herron down to the minors, and they brought, and Dan mentioned this in the jumpstart, and they brought Colby Allard back. And Colby was designated for assignment, wasn't claimed, despite the fact that he's actually pitched pretty well. I was surprised he wasn't claimed. And the word was he was going to opt for free agency. Instead, and maybe that was nod, nod, wink, wink, he agreed to a minor league deal with the Guardians. And then they sent Herron down and called Allard back up. Herron had options. So here's where I need you to help me unpack this. When Luis Ortiz got dismissed for temporarily until further notice.
Yeah.
I don't know, did they freak out or what did they do? Because they called up Joey Cantillo and they had some bullpen issues, okay? You needed some arms. You brought up Cantillo to start for Ortiz that day, and you also brought up Doug Nickhazy, former second-round pick lefty who's been up a couple of times now. And Nickhazy pitched one inning and then was sent back down, and they activated Paul Sewald and brought Paul back, which is okay. And then Allard sitting out there, and you could have just, you didn't have to do that, because if instead of freaking out, you could have just done this. You could have sent Tim Herron down, even though Tim's been okay, he has options. You didn't have to designate Colby Allard and bring up Nickhazy unless you thought Herron couldn't throw that night and Allard couldn't throw, and you needed somebody that night. Well, even if that was the case, you could have just sent out Tim Herron.
Dan, do you have any Tylenol? I'm trying to follow along on this. I get it.
So the point is this.
I feel like I'm playing Wordle, and I just used the same letter twice, and I knew you couldn't use it.
You passed up. You ran
the Charlie Day chart with the string going.
You ran the risk of giving up on a guy who's pitched pretty well for you in Colby Allard just to do a little shuffling when you could have just sent Tim Herron down. Maybe it was an inning thing. They thought they needed to cover themselves for one night for one inning. I don't get it.
Fresh arm in the bullpen.
But you ran the risk of giving up Colby Allard, which you might say, oh, no great shakes, except they just brought him back and went out of their way to do it by sending Herron down.
But nobody picked him up.
But they didn't, but they could have, because I was surprised, to be honest. And then he was going to opt for free agency. And if I was him, I'd have thought about it, because his ERA was like 2.55. He'd been pitching pretty well, and he does a lot of things. My main point is this. By the way, I just got a text. I got to tell you,
this better be good. Keep going.
From a former major league ball player.
Yes.
Who just told me my story about one of the kids on the team saying, "Did you played in the majors?" Was a hilarious story. Yes, it was.
So wait a second. You've been able to explain this whole thing and read your text at the same time?
Well, the text was, that was a hilarious story. How tough was that to read?
Okay. Well, I mean, I was still trying to follow along with everything you're saying.
That was a hilarious story.
It just goes to show how well
I throw wiffle ball batting practice.
I just more want to point out the amount of times that he makes fun of us for left turns.
Yes. I was throwing curves like crazy.
I don't even think he put his blinker on.
He's in a backwards traffic circle right now.
It was unbelievable. But here's the point. Boy, they ran the risk of losing a pitcher who's actually pitched pretty well for them. They ran that risk. yet they keep rolling out guys hitting 140 and don't want to make decisions on these guys?
Okay, so I listened to the whole story you just told. It kind of makes sense, but you're right.
I took it back to that point because you know,
why are they so willing to sit here and let the bottom of the order all hit under, what, 167?
Yeah, but 188. Let's put a guy whose ERA is 255 and he's a lefty and he's throwing well for us. Let's DFA him.
So it's like, yeah, it's like they'll do surgery. They'll do surgery when it comes to pitching, but they'll just slap a Band-Aid on it when it comes to hitting, right?
We got anybody in AAA who can hit 165 up? You bring him up. Bring him up. By the way, Jonathan Rodriguez had a nice hit last night. Here's the thing. I know Jonathan's not hitting. I know John Kenzie's not hitting.
And it was timely.
Dang, they look like ball players, don't they?
Last night they did.
Oh, my God. Please, one of you guys hit.
Am I the only one with hope now?
Put Nolan Jones in center field and one of you guys hit and play right field. You're not going to platoon John Kenzie Noel and Jonathan Rodriguez because they're basically the same guy. The only difference is one's from the Dominican and one's from Puerto Rico. They're the same guy. One of you, please hit. Please. That's all I ask. One of you, please hit.